This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Brian Brown, Executive Director at the National Organization for Marriage. This is an odd-numbered election year, so there aren't too many high-profile races around the country. There are two major governor's races, as well as several important mayor's races, and a couple of congressional races being held to fill vacant seats. But up in the state of Maine, voters will also get the chance to decide whether a law passed by its legislature and signed by its governor legalizing gay marriage will in fact take effect. And Brian joins me now to talk about the campaign over this issue. And Brian, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, as I mentioned just a moment ago, that the legislature passed this. The governor there, John Baldacci, signed it, even though I believe at one point he promised not to do such a thing. Now there's this rule in Maine law that allows the voters to challenge this. Where do things stand about a week before Election Day?
Well, it's a very tight race. I think both sides understand that it is it's going to be a very close election. And what's happening right now is you're seeing proponents of same-sex marriage really flooding the state with donations from out of state, a lot of money going in, almost double the amount of money that's been raised by the Yes on One folks, which is a vote yes on one is a vote to protect marriage as the union of a man and a woman. But still, what we're seeing is that the polling is relatively even. There was a poll last week showing it about 48-48. And the fact is that if people in Maine get out and vote, what we're going to see is what we've seen in state after state, that even if the polls are even, folks that support marriage as the union of a man and a woman tend to come out in a stronger way on Election Day, and I think we can win in Maine.
Follow up on that point, if you can. I know there's obviously been state ballot initiatives, state constitutional amendments around the country in about 30 different states. How well do the polls usually reflect what we see on Election Day?
Well, typically the polls understate by an average about 6% support for marriage as the union of a man and a woman. There are a lot of reasons that have been brought up to account for that, but I think that people on an issue like this, given the sort of harassment and intimidation that you saw in California after passage of Proposition 8, they may not want to tell pollsters that they're going to vote yes to protect marriage. They want to keep that private, but then when they go into the ballot box, they end up voting the right way. So on average, it's about 6%. That number comes from looking at all of the available polling data from the 30 prior marriage initiatives around the country, and then looking at what the actual vote was. And on average, it's about a 6% difference in our favor.
Brian, you mentioned the ugliness of the campaign in California last year, and especially the aftermath. What's been the tenor of this campaign in Maine?
Well, we're seeing some of the same. I mean, there's a lot of reports of stickers taken off cars, of just people putting up a yard sign and overnight it being taken down. And you know, this is happening again. But the fact is that what's happening is that's energizing our supporters. People are saying, look, this is real. They don't want us to have the chance to vote on this. They want to try and intimidate us, and we're going to stand up. Also, we're seeing some of the same sort of harassment institutionally that we saw in California, where in California, the National Organization for Marriage had a ballot initiative committee that raised most of the initial funding to get Prop 8 on the ballot. We've also donated the largest amount of money to get Yes on One on the ballot, and are the single largest donor. And what we're seeing is the same sorts of tactics where frivolous complaints are filed against us before the Ethics Commission. We've seen that now in Maine. We had the same sort of thing happen in California, but we're not going to back down. In Maine, we filed a federal lawsuit against the state because it has chosen, against its own staff recommendation, the recommendation of the staff of the Board of Elections and Ethics, essentially said there was no reason for them to investigate the National Organization for Marriage, but the commission decided to do it anyway, using a part of its statutes that are clearly unconstitutional. We filed a federal lawsuit, and I'm confident we're going to win that lawsuit. So we're not going to be cowed, we're not going to be intimidated, and we're not going to be silenced, and the people of Maine need to refuse to do that by standing up and voting yes on one on November 3rd.
Brian, anything else of significance on the ballot, or is this the main draw? Are there other issues that could impact who turns out and how they vote?
Well, there is a Tabor, basically a tax limitation initiative on the ballot, and some have conjectured that that would raise, bring more folks who are sympathetic to Yes on One. I don't know if that's valid or not, but it has been brought up. But this really, the issue of marriage is really the issue that people are talking about in Maine, and the Yes on One campaign, the referendum one, is really the highlight right now for November 3rd.
And we've also talked today about how the D.C. City Council is moving towards gay marriage in the district. What sort of efforts are underway? I know there's an effort to get the issue on the ballot in D.C. How optimistic are you that that will eventually happen?
Well, I have to tell you, I just came back from the Board of Elections, and I testified there. And what's happening is an initiative has been put forward. The Board of Elections and some that oppose that support same-sex marriage are trying to basically say that the voters of the District of Columbia don't have the right to vote on marriage, and they're using this obscure argument that is completely, it's just patently false, that the Human Rights Act disallows a vote on the measure. Basically, what we saw today was a great turnout from supporters of traditional marriage. Dr. Reverend Walter Fauntleroy, former congressman, organized the March on D.C. for Dr. Martin Luther King. He testified, and he put it point blank. He said, this is a question about whether you're going to disenfranchise the voters of the District of Columbia. This is the question before you is whether you're going to reject the civil right of the voters of the district to have their say on an issue of such importance as marriage. And while I think that because of the political nature of the Board of Elections and the City Council, we may see the Board of Elections rule against us, I think that once that happens, we go to the courts. And any fair reading of the law will result in an initiative going before the voters of the district, as it has in 30 other states. And I'm confident, with the support of great leaders like Dr. Walter Fauntleroy, Bishop Harry Jackson, that if the voters are given their right to vote, they'll vote, even in the district, which is considered one of the more liberal jurisdictions, to support marriage as the union of a man and a woman. So I'm encouraged. There was a big rally yesterday, probably 2,000 people there. The Post reported 150. Well, I was there, and anyone that was there could see there was a huge crowd. There's a lot of grassroots support in the district, especially with the African American community, but also Archbishop Worrell of the Roman Catholic Churches stood up. And so what we're seeing is a real coalition, people of different backgrounds, different faiths, saying, don't reject our civil right to vote. Don't disenfranchise us. So, it's hard to read the tea leaves, but I think that if the Board of Elections rules against us, we're going to go to the courts, and I think the courts are going to affirm the right of the voters of the district to vote on marriage.
Well, Brian, traditional marriage has won in the 30 states where it's been on the ballot. We'll see how it turns out in Maine and if it gets the chance to even be voted on in Washington. Thank you very much for your time, as always.
Thank you very much.
Brian Brown is Executive Director at the National Organization for Marriage. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.